Welcome, you loveliest listeners. Today I have for you 16 ridiculously weird AI-generated stories. For those of you who are new to this, these are stories I've fed into an artificial intelligence where I give the AI a narrative as a seed idea, then the AI generates its own creative narrative. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, sometimes it's super serious, but most of the time, it's ridiculous. I also put up a poll for you listeners Tuesday to vote on the story topic you want fed into the machine, and many of you did. So thank you so much for getting involved. The three key winners were a story involving a sentient butter knife, carnivorous plants, and I also added a UFO story at the end. Here are your narratives. A group of robots become lost. It appears they were reading the map upside down. Slappity is a robot that can't resist the urge to caress cats. Sharpie is the sentient butter knife that stops a robbery. A sentient butter knife becomes something. A sentient butter knife owns a vegetable store. Carnivorous plants learn to speak to dogs with mind language. Carnivorous plants learn to speak to dogs through rustling. Carnivorous plants learn to read. And lastly, small UFOs attack a village that is already on fire. So strap yourself in, you brilliant listeners, and get ready for some weird, artificially curated narrative fiction. A group of robots become lost. It appears they were reading the map upside down. The bots had been wandering around the streets, looking for a safe place to go, but didn't return for some time. Eventually, the local police were able to locate a robot called a robot. It is also interesting to note the robot has a unique look. It looks a lot more like an ordinary robot than a human. The police eventually managed to find the original location of the robots and arrest them, under the law of obstructing another robot. After the arrests, everyone takes part in this robot project. What do you think of it? It's always been a bit of a mystery when robot creators do something that's different from the norm. But in its short history, Roblox has been one of the pioneers in this category. What makes this particular project so special, though, is that, for the first time, the robot could potentially be adopted by a major city like Shanghai Central Government District. The robot project is a collaborative effort between the City of Shanghai Police to promote robot safety and the city of Roblox, and it's already received some positive response from the city. What's more, there have already been numerous efforts at robot safety projects in China. In March of this year, the Shanghai High Group Consultancy Committee had this meeting, and with great success. What I learned from this story: cities can adopt robots, and robots look like robots and less like humans. Number 2. A group of robots become lost. It appears they were reading the map upside down. They were lost and never came back. Note, this would explain the lost in the X word, as the story doesn't give us any indication of what happened to the group's destination, only that it wasn't found. A robot is attacked by a giant robot, which manages to kill it. Note, I had thought that the giant robot might be based on a giant dog, but I didn't bother to verify that, since that's not what we were dealing with here. There's another part of this story. As mentioned before, it's unclear if this is a sequel or not. The game doesn't give any information on what the other robot was attacking, and it seems to be either the same as in the first, or it's a completely different character. Like the robot attacking the robot bot from the previous game. As this robot tries to escape, a gigantic robot comes out of hiding and takes out its weapon. The other robots go after the robot weapon until one of them gets knocked into a building. And then, the robot weapon falls over. It appears that the game does not want to give us any clues on what to do about this robot, since it doesn't give any names and no indication what happens and who to believe after that. In fact, none of this makes sense. What I learned from this story? Robots are easily confused. Robots can die. There are robots that fight robots who are just one big weapon, and it is possible for artificial intelligence to acknowledge its own nonsense as nonsense. Number 3. A group of robots become lost. It appears they were reading the map upside down. They discover it's a map in the city they know nothing about, So they take the map and return it to their original place, which is now called the Robot Hunting Place. As they are fighting with the trees, their robot becomes unresponsive. It then stops fighting because it feels dizzy. Then after being defeated by a robot who is outnumbered by 100,000 plus robots, which turns out to be true, the robots find their ship was destroyed. They think it's sunk, but they have no trace of it. The next morning, they discover that the ship was in fact not sunk. They are able to get out, but realize that there is a missing robot. They go to the missing robot hunting island and are greeted by a giant robot. After it's defeated, the robot turns into a giant robot and all robots are back to where they started. They start hunting. Eventually, everyone is left without a robot, but then they finally figure out there is a missing robot hunting island again. So they go back to where they started and look for it yet again. What I learned. Being a robot is confusing. You're either a sunk robot or a not sunk robot. Robots seem to be able to get stuck in ridiculous loops. Being a robot seems like one big adventure. Number 4. Slapity is a robot that can't resist the urge to caress cats. It's been created via an automated cat breeding program and will use its newfound knowledge to create new cats based on your genetic blueprint, one at a time. The robot will come in three different designs, each of which is named after its personality. It's been designed to keep an eye on and guard the cat of its owner's choice. If it's living in an apartment that could be potentially harmed, it will double down. While it's only an estimate at this point, the robot will be able to follow the pet around and help with anything that needs being done, like brushing up against a door or scratching at a doorframe. The company is aiming for a 2017 release for its machine. We don't expect to see the cat being able to come to life out of thin air just yet, though, unless some unforeseen event brings its genetic potential to the forefront. It's unclear at this point how the kitten will react to being put to sleep, but we might soon learn. God. What I learned from this story: robots are the creators and protectors of cats. Cats routinely need help scratching themselves, and we are the source of all genetic material for cats. That explains so much. Number 5. Slapity is a robot that can't resist the urge to caress cats. It has a huge range of emotions and is able to understand cats much better than humans, enabling it to help out with everyday tasks that it doesn't normally do. This means it can learn things you just can't. The robot learns things from YouTube videos like these and then asks people to tell it where to go and what to say. If that's boring, a YouTube cat video can become entertaining with a funny scene and a cute story by the robot's side. It might be like a cat video chatbot, but with robot friends. Robots like this one have an exciting future when it comes to helping businesses grow, as well as enriching humanity. These robots can talk, read, and create meaning out of the mundane. And they can inspire people to live life better. This technology could also end up as a great weapon in the fight against bullying and hate crimes. As for their purpose, and it ends there. What I learned from this story is, even the AI doesn't know what a cat caressing machine will be useful for, but it does know that bullying and hate crimes don't stand a chance against cat petting machines. Robots often do things, then say they don't do them. Cat videos are more powerful than you think, and robots can learn things about cats that I as a human will never learn. Number 6. Sharpie the sentient knife stops a robbery in its tracks. The next day, Meet-Aton calls Gertrude, noting how little time has passed. She finds that they are in a store because no one has entered. She asks if he still had the knife. He replies,
"No, it's a new one. And it's a brand new set you bought."
Meet-Aton orders her to give it to him, because he wants to get used to a new look. Gertrude gives him a box of chocolates. They discuss their clothes and see how they will fit. Meet-Aton telling her that he plans to wear a t-shirt and jeans. He likes the casual look. Meanwhile, Meet-Aton is taking a nap on his floor and starts to be depressed. After the robbery, he is upset because one man refused to give him a gun, while the other guy gave him one. This makes Meet-Aton angry, so he runs out but is attacked by two thugs, who are armed with sticks, clubs, and a knife. The second thug runs away to cover their tracks, but Mitaton gets in his car and gets out. He is still in agony and sees his wife and kids before he finally succumbs to his heartbreak. What I learned from this story is Mitaton needs to get out more. Escaping and chasing thugs leads to family heartbreak. Being upset that one particular person refuses to give you their gun can lead to depression. And there is always time to discuss your clothing, no matter what is happening around you. Number 7. Sharpie the sentient knife stops a robbery.
When that thing falls, a human will be dead, and no one will care. That the real criminals have no empathy, no respect for life, and no interest in being good. It's a bad thing. They're a lot like people. They live so hard. No one will miss them, and they know it.
But the human is in the crosshairs. She's in a fight for survival, and is the only thing that stays alive.
Don't worry. We took your money to buy you a gun.
We'll kill you if you let us. But we won't kill you. That's why we killed you.
As people who've not lived very long before, we take a walk into a war zone and see that it is nothing else than war.
It's like we were caught in some terrible war zone.
Profound. Just simply profound.
What I learned from this story? War is really a lot like war. The AI being deep and meaningful starts with a stroke of genius and a dash of insanity. Artificial intelligence often suffers from short-term memory loss, and humans are in the crosshair, folks. Number 8. Sharpie the sentient knife stops a robbery. At my doorstep, I get a note saying, "Hello," on a paper. My heart sinks. As a teenaged kid playing Dungeons and Dragons, I could cut out half an inch of the letter with a stick I had lying around and get a few words left in it. I can hear howling cats. That was a cool piece of paper that made me feel alive as a kid. When I learned about how to hack things open, they made me feel so awesome as a kid. I have seen the future. I can tell you the future with the same piece of paper. The way my heart feels, and the way we need to stop hacking into other people's stuff and using it for our own personal benefit. I'm not saying that we should not hack the code inside our laptops. We should, though. I'm just saying, don't use it to harm humans or animals.
Well, that was one insane D&D and AI story smashed together.
I learned from this story that the attention span of artificial intelligence can be somewhat limited, and hacking into things, and particularly laptops, is fun. We should do it, but it should never hurt humanity. Number 9. A sentient butter knife becomes a living sword that has an extra power and is easier to use. When wielding it, it can also grant a 10+ bonus on will saves against charm and compulsion effects, including those caused by spells. It deals an additional 76 slashing damage with its extra attack and does an additional 3+ fire damage on a successful attack. It can be used to take an attack action and deal an additional 5d6 fire damage while doing this. This ability otherwise functions with it like the light sword ability of an elf spellcaster. When an ally wielding the butter knife attacks a creature for which she already wields a sword, she adds extra damage on the attack. This bonus is 4+ for every 2 levels the butter knife was ever trained in. To a maximum amount of 7+ at 18th level, the butter knife sword can be enchanted with the damage dealing gem, or another special ability that grants the blade special abilities. The sword grants 5+ to armor class after 1 minute, while its extra damage is replaced with the original 3+ damage, i.e. with a level of 2 blades, the original 4+ damage becomes 3, which then becomes 4 again at 20th level, and so on. This ability replaces stealth and the entire sword. I learned in this story that stealth is a sword. Leveling up your weapon also means decreasing its damage, right? A butter knife can be taught to be a better butter knife, and butter knife mastery is a real thing, and at high levels can lead to your butter knife becoming a lightsaber. Number 10. A sentient butter knife becomes a butter knife of the very finest taste a knife of butter. Its edges burn with a pure deep red, from which the sharp tip becomes a butter knife of exquisite sharpness. The sharp point extends like the tip of a great dagger, and forms the heart of the butter blade. The sharp point and edge of the butter knife are connected. When the butter knife is cut into small portions through the meat, and in the heart of that heart produces a small slice of butter. A great butter knife can be easily sharpened. See article to sharpen, although sharpening involves much pain. However, a great butter knife has a much more pleasant taste that can be obtained by cutting into the skin of butter. See article taste. As the butter blade becomes a knife without needs for cuts, the cut is much more pleasant than in cutting into skin. The cut into the flesh of a person, according to many modern methods used, preferable to cutting into his flesh with a sword, and his flesh is soft and therefore less painful than butter. An expert knife sharpener can cut butter into small pieces and apply a fine coating upon them, a butter shield, as it were, so that it comes to resemble a sharp blade. It can be made of steel by welding steel onto the metal to form a blade of steel. The edge is sharpened by applying sharpening butter. I learned from this story that butter can be the sharpest thing around if you sharpen the butter. Butter can get so sharp that it becomes a butter shield. One can find an exquisitely sharp butter knife that pierces the heavens and space. Number 11. A sentient butter knife owns a vegetable store and is often caught stealing potatoes from the back room. They can be seen stealing potatoes from other stores in the town, but don't normally go into them. The butter knife is seen regularly stealing vegetables, although not the same one stealing the same vegetables around the town. A few times in a different location each day, namely in the morning. They don't usually go into the produce stand the next day unless someone is watching out. Sometimes they only stay as far as the fruit stand. The butter knife will always steal vegetables when they've been caught for stealing them in the first place. In the town square, several butter knives are spotted around various shops. One may go outside into a flower bed to look for something. When they see it, they will quickly leave, even if they haven't stolen any goods. The meat knife seems to be almost always female, although it was also spotted sneaking into the stores in the woods. One of them could be the one in the grass, a legendary meat knife. The butter knife can even take a knife sharpener. When being cut by another person, the blade on the blade of the knife will cut the person in two places. Thus ends the butter knife duel. I learned that butter knives enjoy the act of stealing but refuse to commit the physical theft itself. Being caught stealing just incites more fake butter knife theft. Meat knives and butter knives are so unique. And butter knives often duel, and it's some kind of butter knifery technique. Number 12. A sentient butter knife owns a vegetable store that serves a delicious, handcrafted vegetable salad every week that can be made vegan and gluten-free. She's the person who has been teaching and doing the cooking. The recipe is vegan, but requires some of the ingredients I'm about to teach you to make gluten-free. Gluten-free vegan butter knife recipe. Ingredients: 1 cup of vegan butter or extra virgin olive oil, 1 onion sliced in half and chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, a dash of fresh thyme leaves and 2 dried oregano leaves, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 cup of kale wilted, 1 cup of water or almond butter. Instructions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a large pot, add 2 tablespoons of oil. Place onion in a cook until translucent, about 1 minute longer of almost tender. And the garlic and salt, and continue to cook until softened, about 1.5 minutes longer or until fragrant. Add 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, stirring constantly for 1 minute. Add the kale and stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons of oil and adjust to taste. Add the rest of the olive oil and the oregano and mix well to combine. And the kale and kale leaves and mix well to combine. Sprinkle the curry powder, cayenne pepper, and all of the salt. So basically, we just have a meal made out of pure oil.
Oh, man.
I learned from this story absolutely nothing.
Number 13.
Carnivorous plants learn to speak to dogs with mind language, but they lack specific emotions such as rage, like humans. These animals are called phantoms. They are not sentient, but by hearing a human and using that as an indicator to tell them they have been here in a very short period of time, they can tell us where, Dr. Schaefer said. It takes the phantoms 1 to 2 days to process a human's voice and, when they are happy and tired, move on. But if they are hungry, they will run and play with their toys. Phantoms have their own little kingdom, which is their own kind, said Dr. Schaefer. It's very different from us, because we haven't lived long in a phantom's world yet. He likened it to living in a castle. The reason we live in a castle is because we can walk without our heels getting into the cracks in the walls or the windows, Dr. Schaefer says. But our phantoms cannot travel outside for all of our food or for water. And though our phantoms are like pets in our world, they are not quite as gentle. They do not like animals or people who aren't a match for them when it comes to the way they like to watch things. Things of dogs and animals. I learned from this story that carnivorous plants that can use mind language to talk to dogs are called phantoms. Phantoms are like cats. There are things, as humans, we will simply never know. Castles pose problems to those that walk around in heels, or those avoiding cracks in walls. And that Dr. Schaefer doesn't know jack about phantoms. Number 14. Carnivorous plants learn to speak to dogs by rustling up the leaves on their own. This means that it is possible to introduce dogs into our kitchen, with little or no interference from the kitchen. We have had dogs enter our kitchen before, and we've tried to do it with little or no help from the kitchen itself. We haven't done it before, I lie, since we're not sure how effective that would have been. We certainly haven't done it during the year when we have dogs, but with a new puppy, that is what we can do. We don't have to have a dog who can interact directly with the kitchen. In fact, we're still not sure how important the presence of an animal during our day is for the success of all our kitchens. This means that it may be best not to bother with dogs at all if the goal is to create a home with carnivorous plants where the people who live there are controlled and comfortable as possible. If the goals are not that of being a home for families, but a one where the people in the family can be as comfortable and as productive as possible, then carnivorous plants are the way to go. It's not enough to only have dogs come in. We should invite them in and encourage that interaction with the carnivorous plants. It helps to find a place where we can accommodate a dog, if only for a short time. We are not sure we have room to do this alone, but in our multitude of kitchens, there are many, many kitchen chances. I've learned this from the story. The AI loves kitchens and dogs, but can't decide what to do with either. Kitchens have a responsibility to dogs and carnivorous plants. Carnivorous plants are often forgotten in discussions with kitchens, and all dogs should be invited into your house and into your kitchen. Number 15. Carnivorous plants learn to read when they are alone in a garden. That's because they use their eyes and nose to check for other plants and predators, such as snakes, spiders, and insects, by looking for the redness or spots on their surfaces. So, if there were no predators around, they could sense their own body temperature and the temperature of the environment around them with remarkable accuracy. If there are no predators around, the plant senses no temperature and does not get the cues from its eyes or nose to know when to change its temperature. And we've talked about before, plants also use smell to locate each other for pollination, especially in a cold environment like the garden. So just to give you an idea of the range of sensory properties plants can detect and distinguish from humans, here they are. The most widely used and popular scent glands are the smell gland of a plant, which are called scents, and they use an array of chemicals to activate the sensory receptors in your scalp. Most odor molecules have either 2 hydrogen atom bonds or 1. The 2 bonds can be attached to either the tip that makes up the scented region of the receptor, the end of one ion, or the tip that makes up the scented region that is the target of the odor molecules, the end of the ion that makes up the scented region. For example, you probably smell the carbon dioxide, CO2. if you don't, then you don't.
Oh, goodness.
If you don't, and there's a lot of CO2 around you and not much O2, you are in trouble.
Number 16, and this one is a special one for me because I did get one person request to do the UFOs, so I'm going to throw this one in. A small UFO attacks a village already on fire. He said in the blog post, "It was like something out of a Hollywood movie." The UFO incident started shortly after 11:30 a.m., according to the report for a second incident at the same location. A male witness identified as Boris said someone who had arrived at his house about 3 minutes ago told him there was a helicopter nearby. "I saw a dark shape that was flying overhead. People started running over to see what it was. The thing that came through my window then began becoming a flying object that was hovering above," he said. "While I was trying to move away, something spooked me," a report continues, "and I felt an enormous weight on my shirt. So I put my arm on the table near the window and tried to pull my shirt down. The person who saw what was flying at me said it could have been a balloon. If it had been bright, but since it wasn't bright, it couldn't have been a balloon. And since it didn't appear to be a ball, there's nothing to investigate further," the report noted. This is not the first time the same story has cropped up. A Facebook user named Hollywood posted an image of the UFO landing on January 10. That same person shared other reports which make no sense and are full of claims. I learned from this story that the AI believes that mystery and suspense can be built up and revealed in one sentence. There is nothing truly that this AI cannot identify, balloon or not a balloon. I feel that the AI would struggle to explain how a human takes off their shirt. Yes, where do I begin, folks? I particularly love the way that the AI just goes off on a tangent. First, we're talking about dogs and plants, then kitchens not being responsible, and not being welcoming to dogs. What about rogue butter knives? First, owning vegetable stores, only to have a majority of them steal from each other. And that all meat knives are female? Why? So many questions, mates, and never, ever any sensical answers. Mates, have yourself a fantastic weekend. And as always, till next, we meet.